Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And everywhere I am, I talk to children about the things that are important to them in life and things that they want to do to make their life just a little better. Well, now, no matter where I am, I run into some of the most fascinating, some of the most delightful, some of the most charming children that you could ever imagine. And one of the children was Christina. Now, Christina is a very super little girl. And she's just 7 years old. And as I talked to her, I said to her, "Christina, what's going on in your world that makes you so very, very happy all the time? You're just a bubbly girl. You're just filled with happiness all the time. Why are you always filled with happiness?" And Christina said, "Well, Mr. Candle, you know why I'm so happy. You come to visit me every day. Every day when I'm ready to go to bed and go to sleep, you are there and sitting on my bedside table, and your little candle light is glowing so, and you know why I'm happy." "Well, I know why you're happy, but I would like to have you tell me why you're so happy. Why did you come to the family you have? Why did you choose your family? Why did you want to come into the world in the family that you came into the world with?" "Well, I tell you, Mr. Candle, I made a lot of thinking before I decided to come into that family." "Oh, you did you? How did you have that privilege to make thinking before you came into the family? I thought you were just a little thought, maybe just a little cell before you grew up into the girl that you are now." "Well, Mr. Candle, I believe that we live forever." "Oh, that's interesting. Why do you believe we live forever?" "Well, I believe we live forever because I just always think big thoughts. I always think adult thoughts, the thoughts that the big people think." "Oh, you think big people think thoughts like that?" "Well, they should if they don't. They certainly should. And I think big people should always think big thoughts. But, of course, I don't really care. I think big thoughts." "Christina, at 7 years old, you're doing just great. Now, why do you think you chose this family that you came to live with? I mean, you're such a bubbly girl. You're such a happy girl. You're such a girl filled with all the lights and all the wonderful things. Now, do you have a sister?" "Oh, yes." "And do you have a mommy and a daddy?" "Oh, yes." "And is your mommy and daddy always a lovely mommy and daddy, always happy and always filled with joy?" "Not all the time, but most of the time." "And is your mommy always a thoughtful mommy, one who wants you to be happy and wants you to have happy things and wants to take care of you?" "Yeah, mommy's sick most of the time, but she helps me." "What do you mean your mommy is sick most of the time? Why did you choose to come into a family where mommy is sick most of the time?" "Well, I chose to come into our family because I am a bubble of happiness. And my mommy has a problem, and I want to bring her happiness as long as I know her, as long as she's in my world." "Oh, my goodness, Christina, it's lovely. You are such a sweet girl to think such thoughts." "Well, my daddy, he has tough times too, and I want to bring happiness into his life, and I want to bring smiles into his life. And wherever I see my daddy, whenever I talk to my daddy, I always say something nice, and I always make him feel good and make him feel wonderful. My sister does that too, but not as much as I do, because that's me. I like doing that." "Well, Christina, that's pretty nice, but why did you choose this family?" "Well, I told you, I'm a happy girl. And I'm a happy girl, and I like to go where I can be happy with people. We have neighbors, and these neighbors are nice people, but they got problems. And sometimes I just stroll and slip into their house and be with their children and talk with them. And I would see all of their unhappiness, and then I would talk to them, and I would say, 'You know, my mommy, she's got a problem, but She's always a happy lady. She's always looking for the bright things in life, always looking for things to be happy and things to be good. Yeah, sure, your mommy can do that because they got money in there. No, my mommy doesn't have money, I said to the neighbor people. I said, my mommy and my daddy, they work for what they get, and they have enough, and they use it wisely, and they're good. They tell me that. I hear them tell me that, and I know that. Well, why can't we do that? The neighbor lady said. And Christina said, well, the reason you can't do that is because you're not happy with what you have. You don't count your blessings. My mommy is always counting our blessings. My daddy's always counting our blessings. We're always saying, we live in such a wonderful world, such a wonderful house, such a wonderful, and we have such wonderful daughters. Mommy and daddy are always telling us that. And naturally we are, because we are good kids. You know, we like ourselves and we like everybody. Oh, sure, that sort of, that sort of, yeah. No, really. And Christina not only went to one neighbor, she went to all the neighbors, her girlfriend's parents, wherever they were, she would go into their house and she would bring such a bubble of happiness to them, and she would bring such a love to them. And I asked her again, Christina, why were you born into the family you're born into? Well, I chose that, she said. Well, how did you know you chose it? I just know. And I don't have to tell you, and I don't have to have an answer to anybody. I just know. I know I was born into the family I was born into because I wanted to be here because I felt I had something to do. Well, what are you doing? Well, number one, I'm being me. I'm being a happy bubble of happiness, and I am always joyful. Well, are there times when you're not joyful, Christina? Oh, yes. There are times when I'm not joyful. There are times when I feel like I just like to jump off the earth. But that's only for a second or two. And then I grab a hold of myself and I say, I have so many things to be thankful for. I have so many things that make me happy. And, well, what do you do then, Christina? Well, then I begin to count the things that make me happy. I begin to count the things that make me happy, that my mommy is so wonderful. My daddy is so wonderful. My sister is so wonderful. My home is so wonderful. Oh, we live in lots of different houses, but I'm a happy girl. I am such a happy girl. I got the neatest grandma and grandpa. I got the neatest uncles and aunts and stuff. And I'm just so happy. Christina, what in the world makes you think that the world is just filled with happiness? Well, Mr. Candle, I'll tell you. I have a smile on my face, and I look around, and everybody has a smile on their face. I have a frown on my face, and when I look around, everyone has a frown on their face. My, Christina, Mr. Candle said, you are very observant. For 7 years old, you're right on top of it. What? How did you get to be so observant? Well, Mr. Candle, my mommy and daddy, they always taught me, whatever you love, loves you. Whatever you give out comes back to you in even more than you gave. And if you are a good girl, then you know only a good girl's world. If you're a bad girl, then you know a bad girl's world. And I don't want to be a bad girl, Mr. Campbell. I want to be a good girl because I'm a happy girl. And I look at everybody in my world as good and happy people. And, Mr. Campbell, that's what I see. Well, do you ever get frustrated, Christina? Do you ever feel like people are just not cooperating? Yes, sometimes. And then I cry and I'm unhappy. And then I say to myself, look, stupid. What are you crying? 7 years old, you call yourself stupid? Yeah, Yeah, that's what I heard my mom and dad say sometimes, you know. And so I said that too. Look, stupid, your world is what you make it. If you're going to be a crybaby in your world is going to be a crybaby. If you're going to be a happy baby in your world is going to be a happy baby. You know, Mr. Cannell, I listen to me, and I don't like to be a crybaby, because being a crybaby is so wasteful of happiness. It doesn't let happiness come in at all. Well, is that right? Now, Christina, you were blessed to be born with a happy attitude and a happy life. What about all these people in the world who are not happy? Well, Mr. Candle, I think my mission in life my goal in life, my purpose in life, is to go around and be little girl sunshine in everybody's life, starting with my own. And though I may sometimes get unhappy and get upset with things and feel sorry for myself, feel sorry for other people, I soon forget that. And I get back on the line again. I get back doing what I'm supposed to do. I get back being the happy girl that I was born to be, because I chose to come into my mommy and daddy's house, not because they were the easiest parents in the world and they had the nicest home in the world and we were the richest people in the world and the healthiest people in the world. I came because my mommy and my daddy, they taught me good things to live by. And then they did the magical thing that every child would love their parent to do. They too lived what they taught me to live by. Wow! Christina, that's a big observation for a 7-year-old girl. Mr. Candle, I'm not stupid. I'm an intelligent girl. My mommy and daddy tell me that all the time. They tell me how wonderful I am, how good I am, how intelligent I am. They tell me I'm the sweetest girl in the world. With my sister too, of course. And we are just wonderful. Well, Christina, do you think that everybody chooses their family that they go to live with as they grow up? Of course. And, you know, Mr. Candle, everybody has the opportunity to make their homes even better by being love. They get the opportunity to make their family be even the nicest family in the world by their love, by their way of being Miss Wonderful like me. I like being Miss Wonderful, because Miss Wonderful is such a super being to be. You know, Mr. Candle, I am a very special, very fortunate, very wonderful girl. And Mr. Candle, I like me, I like me, I like me. Well, Christina, you are really something else again. It's such a joy to know you. Oh, Mr. Candle, it's a joy to know you. You know, Mr. Candle, I think that you were with me when I was choosing this family, because I think your love and your care about me helped me decide that this family that I moved into it when I was just born was exactly the right family for me to be with. And that every moment that I lived in my family, every moment I live in my family, I keep seeing them better and better and better. And you know, Mr. Cannon, I love my mommy more today than I ever did in my whole life. My mommy's not with me anymore, but I love her more than I did any in my life. And my daddy, he is always such fun. He is always such a joy. He makes me laugh. He makes me giggle. My daddy is so wonderful. Well, Christina, you have learned the one important rule of being a human being, and that you are in charge of your world by your thought. And you think wonderful thoughts about your world, and so your world is. You know, Christina, you're a pretty special girl. Yeah, Mr. Kettle, I am. I am so special. And I got such special parents. And I got such a special family. And such a special world. And Mr. Candle, I like it that you're in my world. Well, Christina, I like it that you're in my world, too. Oh, Christina, it's time now to pop in bed and slide under the covers and call your daddy and say, time for bed, time for sleep. Come, tuck me in. And your dad comes and tucks you in and gives you a hug and a snuggle and a kiss and says, good night, precious. And then Mr. Sandman comes by with his bag of pixie dust and he springs them all over you. And you fall asleep and have the most wonderful dreams about the most wonderful family in the world. I'll be back another time, Christina. Boys and girls, I'll be back another time. And I'll be bringing you stories about Mr. Candle's visits around the world. Just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.